peonies are a growing business in Alaska. Ample sunlight and moisture make for good growing conditions, and more farmers are looking at the flowers as a profit maker. KTNA's Philip Manning visited a family farm in Trapper Creek and has the story.
When most people hear Alaskan exports, they think of things like gold, salmon, and oil. Now, however, some Alaskan farmers are capitalizing on the timing of the growing season to cash in on a new market, peonies. Peonies are a family of flower with somewhere between 25 and 40 species. The blossoms contain many petals and can open to be quite large, with the flower of many species averaging 6 inches across or more. In Alaska, some can get even larger.
They were bigger than my head.
That's Pat Holloway. She's the professor of horticulture at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and she's describing some of the flowers in her own garden this summer. Professor Holloway is a big part of the reason that farmers are growing peonies in Alaska. She says she spoke with a flower industry expert nearly 15 years ago who told her that Alaska is in a unique position to grow peonies commercially.
Ours bloom in July instead of the May where most people have peonies. And he pointed that out to me. He says, if you look into the world markets on cut flowers, he says, nobody has peonies blooming in July.
Armed with that knowledge, Professor Holloway obtained grant funding to start trying to grow peonies in Alaska. Because the growth was being carefully documented, Holloway says she got an unexpected phone call 2 years into the experiment.
In 2003, I was in my office and I got a phone call, and this gentleman introduced himself as a flower broker from London, and he wanted me to send him 100,000 stems.
Part of the reason for year-round demand for peonies is how they're used. Brian Hoffman, whose family grows peonies in Trapper Creek, says the flowers are in high demand around the world for one specific occasion.
Seems to be bridal bouquets.
Marilyn Hoffman, Brian's wife, says that they discovered peonies as an Alaskan crop as a matter of necessity.
Our first year moving up here, all of this, all 3 acres of this was hay. And we found out that our son was allergic to hay, so we had to figure out something different.
Part of that research that Brian Hoffman saw was what Professor Holloway had produced. Now the family grows 3 acres of peonies. It's a learning process for the Hoffmans. Marilyn explains how cutting the flowers is different in Alaska because florists want them while they're still in bud stage.
You're out here 4 times a day. You know, you're constantly in the field and checking buds, and then last year, even from midnight, would be my last cut to 6 o'clock in the morning. I would have so many blown that I couldn't send to distributor because they were already too far open.
The Hoffmans are far from alone in peony farming in the area. The Matsu Borough recently designated itself as the peony capital of Alaska. Brian Hoffman says that farmers in the valley are all working on the best way to grow the flowers and often share information on what's working for them within the relatively new industry.
But up here, everybody's still trying to figure it out. There's, you know, a lot of communications between farmers in the area. You know, we talk to a lot of farmers and, hey, what's working for you? We tried this. It didn't work for us. A lot of information sharing.
Brian Hoffman says that one of the reasons farmers feel comfortable sharing techniques is that Alaska has a corner on the market that it's nowhere close to exhausting.
There's such a big demand. I don't know that Alaska will ever exceed the demand.
Okay.
I mean, once you flood the lower 48, you still have Europe.
Right.
You still have the rest of the world.
The supply in Alaska and on the Hoffman's farm is continuing to grow, but still has a long way to go before the hundreds of thousands of flowers that distributors, florists, and wedding planners are asking for can be exported. This week, flower distributors were touring farms across Alaska, and by all accounts, they were impressed not only with the extended peony season, but also the quality of the flowers that grow under the midnight sun. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.